In Lebanon, the Hezbollah movement has solidified its presence as a major political force. Hezbollah's allies, from the Shia politician Nabi Berri becoming parliament speaker, to another ally, the deputy speaker. Lebanon is now ready to move full steam ahead, to the dismay of U.S. and Saudi Arabia, who were so dismayed that recently they actually slapped sanctions on a legitimate political part of the Lebanese government, namely Hezbollah. How far will they go to prevent Hezbollah and its movement to be part of the Lebanese political system is one of the questions we'll be asking in this edition of The Debate.
Lebanon's newly elected parliament convened for the first time Wednesday, during which the oldest member of parliament called for electing Speaker of the House. The result, Nabi Berri was re-elected for a sixth consecutive term with an overwhelming majority of 98 votes.
The great confidence you have shown in re-electing me will only give me a higher sense of responsibility to preserve this parliament and to preserve all of Lebanon through this parliament. The parliament has always been strongly present in the political life of Lebanon, as it was there in facing terrorism at our eastern and northern borders.
After the 128 lawmakers elected their speaker, they each expressed their viewpoint on the upcoming stage.
Lebanon is facing regional and international challenges and critical international financial challenges, and this parliament has a major role to play, especially with the fact that many files have been abandoned for years.
Hezbollah member of parliament told Press TV it was about time for Lebanon to keep its institutions active.
This parliament differs from the one before, since it's based on balance and not on majorities, which used to paralyze the role of the most significant institution, which is the Legislative Council.
Foes of Hezbollah said they are also open for change, despite the major differences.
We have been open to all the parties, but also we have fundamental issues that we need to be vocal and be honest about it.
Members of the caretaker cabinet told Press TV that previous bickering had created obstacles in the way of resolving necessary matters.
When it comes to internal issues, we do our work in parliament and in government as we have to do from a technical perspective, from the duty we have been given to perform. So this is not a political party positioning within government. We do hope that the government will have a clear position, a unified position towards the major issues, and would move forward with all the reforms that we need to perform, and there are very urgent reforms now.
The newly elected parliament has kicked off its four-year term with the election of a parliament speaker. The most significant challenge is yet to come, yet given the complexity of the political developments in Lebanon, the focus will turn to the position of Prime Minister. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.
Our guest joining us for this edition of The Debate, we have Jeffrey Alderman joining us. He's an author, historian, and political commentator from London, and also Hossein Al-Mousavi, political commentator and journalist who joins us from Beirut. Gentlemen, welcome. Let me first start with you, Hossein Al-Mousavi. We're looking at Hezbollah solidifying its roots in Lebanese parliament by the number of seats and also the election of its allies, Nabi Berri, and the deputy speaker. Tell us how significant that is.
Yes, of course, it's very, very important what has happened today. And of course, I want to remember what Sayyid Nasrallah said on the second day of the elections after they were done. He said, now that we have a parliament that we can turn our backs to. And honestly, today, this is the scene in Lebanon, the political spectrum in general. Today, we can say that Hezbollah and the allies that hold almost 70 seats inside parliament, of course, out of the 128. This, of course, is a major victory for the resistance and the allies. And now we can say very clearly that Hezbollah for the next 4 years will be protected on a domestic level concerning Lebanese politics. And today Hezbollah can turn its back and know for very well that it will not be stabbed in the back by MPs or by this new shape of parliament. Today, of course, the result that we witnessed seeing Nabih Birri as the new parliament speaker. Of course, it was very clear he deserves the win. He's been the protector, if I can say, and he's been standing in the middle and mediator for Lebanese politics. He's definitely the master of Lebanese politics, and he really deserves this post once again. However, of course, this has upset a lot, mainly the Americans, which have recently forced some sanctions on Hezbollah. So today we can say, yes, this will shape 4 years of Lebanese politics that are set to be pro-resistance and not stab Hezbollah in the back.
Well, Jeffrey Alderman, you heard our guest there, and let's look at the depth of this in terms of what has occurred. So you have a parliament, you have over 70 seats that belong to Hezbollah, or 70 seats that belong to Hezbollah out of the over 100 seats. You have what was overwhelming in terms of the vote for Nabih Berri, who got 98 of 128 lawmakers who voted for him, sixth time for him to take the job. And of course, he's a Hezbollah ally. What are your thoughts when you look at Hezbollah and its presence in the legitimate government, and of course, in this case, in parliament, and the seats that it has?
Yes, I think there's no doubt that the winners of this election are Hezbollah and its allies. And we should remember that this election took place under a new system of proportional representation. So the mandate that Hezbollah and Hezbollah's allies have is very strong. Now, what does that mean? Hezbollah is both a political movement and a military movement. And much nearer home to where I live, we had the situation in Northern Ireland, where a nationalist political party, Sinn Féin, also had a political wing, namely the IRA, the terrorist organisation, the Irish Republican Army. You know, at the end of the day, no British government could say, well, we're not going to talk to Sinn Féin. But what they did was fudge the issue in order to maintain a dialogue, but at the same time make known their displeasure. It's not a... from a purist point of view, it's not a very satisfactory state of affairs, but from a pragmatic point of view, it was probably, in terms of Northern Irish politics, the best outcome. And my thought is that much the same will happen here, that a distinction will be attempted to be drawn by the USA, by Britain, by the EU, between Hezbollah as a political movement and as a military movement, but I do not expect that somehow a dialogue will be broken off. I simply don't think that's going to happen.
Well, Sanaa Moussaoui, you notice where our guest took this to in terms of the comparison that he made. Now, putting that comparison aside in terms of Sinn Féin details behind it, I mean the composition, what he's saying is Hezbollah is a terrorist entity on one end militarily, the association that our guest there made, and it's also a political entity. Do you agree with him?
Well, first of all, the guest needs to know that Sayyid Nasrallah Naeem Qasim and most of the most influential Hezbollah leaders on the terrorist list, and that was sanctioned only a few days ago. I don't think those figures are military figures. I think they also work politics. I think the US has tried to take a new turn and I said this in a few days ago in an interview, that the US is trying to cause some sort of havoc, if I can say political havoc, and try to stir tensions inside Lebanon. And here I mean when it comes to the formation of a government, which is now the main talk of the town. Today, tomorrow, consultations will start. And I want to say to my guest something very important. He brought up the example in the UK, and that Hezbollah today won the elections. And you know, in any democracy in the world, and I am from the UK, I know very well how it works. When a group, Conservative or the Labour Party, win an election, they form the government. They take all the seats and they form the government. Today, Hezbollah is being humble, if I can say, by allowing other blocs and political parties to be part of this government. Why? Because Hezbollah believes that this country cannot be represented or ruled, if I can say, by one group or just by a political affiliation. Here I mean the 8th of March. Hezbollah is being humble and Straight after the election results, Hezbollah came out and said that we will work all together. So therefore, Hezbollah is the one today that has the power to, if you want to say, to run the country and to form a government, and all from one color. However, it's the other way around. And the US today, by its sanctioning Hezbollah leaders, what is it trying to say? There is no distinction today between its military or its political wing. They are trying to say that Hezbollah, all as a group, is a terrorist organization, and its political leaders are terrorists, which means the vast majority of the Lebanese people are terrorists, which also means that ministers in this parliament, MPs, cannot sit down with Hezbollah, because in other words, you are sitting down with terrorists, which also means that Hezbollah cannot go to international conferences. They are trying to bring down Lebanon on its knees. However, this Hezbollah has a whole different approach to this. Hezbollah said, let's come and work together. Today we saw the election of a new parliament speaker, and tomorrow consultations will start. And trust me, Hezbollah will sit down with them, and they're going to turn a total blind eye to the US sanctions and work together as a country. And we don't need US to teach us politics in Lebanon.
Well, Jeffrey Alderman, the US, to use the words of Haaretz, that ran a headline saying the U.S. wants to crush Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran. And it said a wish list of sorts. But then it posed the question, but how? How do you think the U.S. wants to do that?
You know, I think in international diplomacy, you have to draw a sharp distinction between myth and reality. The British government said it would not sit down with terrorists in Northern Ireland. But we know now, because the archives have been opened, that in fact it did sit down. And I incidentally take entirely what my colleague in Beirut has said. This is a magnificent victory from Hezbollah. And of course they are democratically elected. As I stress, they're democratically elected through a much fairer form of electoral representation, for example, than we have in the UK. At the end of the day, the business of diplomacy has to be done. And whatever the rhetoric coming out of Washington may be, there's always a backstairs passage. That is how diplomacy is conducted. And I imagine that that will be true in this case as well.
Well, let's see. Maybe if it's possible here, Hossein Mousavi, you can explain to our guest what pro-resistance means, what resistance is all about, and how that resonates within the Lebanese population in order for him to see how Hezbollah is validated.
Yes, of course. I mean, today, first of all, Hezbollah's support was, let me say, a referendum a few weeks ago over Hezbollah and its support inside Lebanon and its choices and its domestic and foreign policy choices. And here I am talking about its support for Yemen, its support for Syria, its support for Iraq. Today in Lebanon there was an elections, people came out, said their word, Hezbollah was victorious. Therefore the people said their word, they still stand side by side with the resistance. For us in Lebanon, so viewers and the guests can know very well, this country in 1982 was occupied by the Israeli entity, this cancerous state. Unfortunately, we have a neighbor that's called Israel. It occupied Lebanon and they reached Beirut. And thanks to Hezbollah and the Islamic Republic of Iran, we were able to kick them out. And the commemoration of this is only in a few days, on the 25th of May, on the year 2000. Of course, ever since, and then we had another war in 2006, and then we had another confrontation with Takfiris. So today there is this link, if I can say, this relationship between the people of Lebanon, and I'm not talking only Shias, no. Today, we have more than 70 MPs, allies of Hezbollah in parliament. What does this mean? This means that more than 60% of the Lebanese population support Hezbollah and its political choices. And this is something very important. Hezbollah today, the people in Beirut, in Bekaa, in South Lebanon, support Hezbollah's choices because they know that we have a cancerous state that lies as our neighbor. We saw the Takfiri threat when they tried to enter Lebanon. We were going through a wave of explosions in Lebanon thanks to Hezbollah, the support of the Islamic Republic of Iran. We were able to stand on its feet, and we were able to not allow the Saudis, many Gulf states, of infiltrating us, of bringing us down to our knees. We saw the Saudis, they kidnapped our prime minister. I mean, I don't know what your guest is talking about. However, it is the US meddling, the Gulf funding, that is really messing up this very small country. And today we have major developments in the region, and we have a lot of domestic issues we need to solve. So I honestly need the Americans and the Gulf to leave this small country, this small Mediterranean country alone, because we have oil and gas fields now, we have unemployment in the country. There are a lot of issues that need to be solved in Lebanon. However, it's always the US meddling interference. We have to always shift away from our domestic issues and look at the wider picture and try to solve those problems. And today, I honestly hope, but I am not very optimistic. I think the Saudis and the Gulf, and most notably the US, will try to stir sectarian tension, especially after the result today. Today we have a parliament speaker and also the deputy parliament speaker, both pro-Hezbollah. And this has annoyed them very much. So I think the Americans know that the next 4 years may be pro-Hezbollah when it comes to Lebanese politics. And this has you know, annoyed them very much. So leave us alone. Let us look into our domestic issues like any country in the world. We want to address unemployment. We want to see our infrastructure. We have gas and oil fields. There's a lot of issues that need to be resolved. But unfortunately, we are always part of this wave of political problems in the region where we have to always address it. And Lebanon has always been the core of these waves of issues in the region.
Jeffrey Alderman, one point that needs to be covered here, and I'm curious as to whether you can address this. Lebanon is in debt. It's in a lot of debt. It's got one of the highest debt to GDP ratios actually in the world. Do you think that the U.S., because it is out to get Hezbollah, it may not necessarily be against Lebanon, but it's out to get Hezbollah, period. Do you think that, given the approach that Mike Pompeo has had on Iran in terms of its speech a few nights ago, that it would use the same tactic when it comes to Lebanon in terms of squeezing it financially?
Yes, I do. I think in the short term, the White House will look for the nearest available weapon, and the nearest available weapon from its point of view is the financial weapon. So I think we can look forward to an extension of the sanctions on Iran to sanctions on the Hezbollah government. But my colleague in Beirut is absolutely right that there is a mountain of economic and social problems to be dealt with in the Lebanon, and what one would hope that its new democratically elected government will look to rebuilding the domestic balance within the Lebanon, rather than engage, and this is the fear of the USA, rather than engage in a proxy war with Israel on behalf of Iran.
Okay, if Hossein Al-Mousabi, if we were to take a look at the pressure that's going to be exerted on Lebanon, how is Hezbollah, and just Hezbollah not itself, but rather the whole of Lebanon, the whole parliament and its whole foreign policy, how will it deal with some of the frictions that exist with Hezbollah being part of the political process? We know, for example, the Arab League has problems with Lebanon. We know some of the Persian Gulf Arab nations have problems with Hezbollah. But like Israel, unlike what Israel thinks, that is Lebanon is Hezbollah, it's not just that. Hezbollah is part of Lebanon, so shouldn't Lebanon be dealt with in that form and manner?
Yes, of course they should. I totally agree with you. And just a quick response to your guest. I mean, the U.S. has always been blackmailing Lebanon. Only a few months ago, Tillerson visited Lebanon and he met with Lebanese officials. And it was the president, Michel Aoun, which strictly spoke to him. It was the issue of a block number 9 of oil and gas reserves. And they told him very clearly that to stop meddling in Lebanon, we know how to deal with our stuff. In concerning when it comes to domestic politics, when it comes to Hezbollah and the sanctions, as you are trying to say, on and how they will deal with this. Well, today I think the results of the elections found their echoes very, very well in Washington, in Tel Aviv, in Riyadh. And there is a new reality on the ground. Whether they like it or not, that's their business. Today, there was a democratic process that occurred on the 7th of May. Today, There was observers from the EU, from the UN that came and witnessed these elections. Therefore, they are 150% legitimate. Therefore, Hezbollah's representation today is 150% legitimate within the government, within the constitution, within all the institutions and all that. So if the US or the Saudis or any Gulf states want to assert more pressure on Lebanon just because of Hezbollah, therefore they are trying to basically blackmail Lebanon once again. They are trying to unveil their true face that they are against a democracy in Lebanon. Hezbollah today, and for those who know, Hezbollah in the 2005 elections had only 13 seats. Today Hezbollah still has 13 seats. It is the allies today that we were able to gain this more seats inside parliament. However, whether they like it or not, this is the new reality on the ground. And I think they acknowledge this very, very well. And we will see it in the formation. Tomorrow there are consultations. We will see it. I think Hezbollah and the allies will grab the main ministries when it comes to they call them the sovereign ministries, foreign and interior ministry. And I think it won't be within Hezbollah's hand. They will probably give it to the allies in order to pave the way for some sort of international mood to allow Hezbollah to operate politics within Lebanon. So I think this is the way out. So Hezbollah won't hold major ministerial posts. However, there will be allies that will do the job.
Thank you for that. Hossein Al-Mousavi, political commentator and journalist there from Beirut. Also, Jeffrey Elderman, thank you, author, historian, and political commentator. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Debate. From Mikhail Vitale, entire team at the capital, Tehran, is goodbye.